Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Mitch, is your mic working? It's not working. Mitch's mic ain't working. That's what he was upset about.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about.
There we go.
He wanted to talk about the captain and
let's
Derek Jeter.
When you walk in and set up.
Exactly. That's
five
right.
5 seconds before the segment.
That's right.
Ooh, shots fired on
a
Friday
when you walk
morning.
In, say something.
Let's do this.
Hey, we'll get out to the weekend while we'll blow off some steam.
You gotta love a school board meeting. All right, go right on ahead.
All right, yesterday we had the Cleveland Guardians beating the Minnesota Twins in a walk-off in extra innings, rain-delayed extra innings, a game in which for the 12th time since 2022, the Guardians have walked off on the Minnesota Twins. We've seen it reoccurring over the last couple of seasons so much that the Twins broadcast yesterday even made mention of it towards the end.
0-2 on Martinez. Ramirez runs and the pitch. Ground ball right side. Base hit right field. Ramirez rounds. Ramirez scores. And the Guardians do it again. 4-3. Another walk-off win here in Cleveland. It's amazing. Year after year, we see the same finish at this ballpark. Despite the rain delays, it doesn't change. The Guardians walk off the Twins yet again.
That's Corey Provis and Denard Span on Twins TV. I mean, it's reoccurring
a
at this point.
A dozen since 2022.
Isn't that insane?
That is unbelievable. They hate it here. They really do hate it here. That's a fantastic number. I was so excited. I was watching. I saw they walked out to the mound on Helmartia because I had to walk out. They came back in, and I took off my suit jacket. I looked down, and I see them walking out to the mound. I go, oh, and Hel Martinez is going to do this. He's going to do this right here. And sure as hell, man, I'm telling you, he's taking over for Naylor as the most entertaining Cleveland Guardian. What? I love that kid, man.
Yeah, were you one of those that saw what happened in the bottom of the ninth, and you're like, we're not recovering from this. We couldn't get it done there.
Bases
it's not
loaded,
happening.
One out.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. The Twins did get the lead in the top of the 10th inning, but once we got the first hit and run, I'm like, okay, we get the next guy in scoring position. We're good. We got this.
I mean, basically, he could have walked backwards home. It was a perfect poke, perfect hit and run. It was fantastic. Talking about Jose Ramirez could have walked backwards to the home plate. I mean, it was just great. It was just perfect.
I'm just saying, when you saw Naylor and Kwan back-to-back strikeouts, bases loaded.
Wasn't feeling good then, yeah.
Well, the Naylor one was bad. The Kwan was just like the perfect pitch that he could have thrown on the corner. Speaking of Jose, did you notice this? And Kwan did this too during the game. Did you notice the wrist up celebration?
Somebody has already drawn umbrage with us that we did not talk about wrist up. That Jose Ramirez did wrist up.
Yes.
And Stephen Kwan did wrist up into the camera. Now, wrist up is also something that
Shador Sanders does in his celebrations. Get back in Colorado, flashing the watch.
Okay.
Tone.
Are they mocking it or are they celebrating it?
They're probably celebrating it. But somebody told me that this is a chess celebration of some sort as well, because they play chess during rain delays. Which I remarked to Tone, I go, man, at one point we had Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas sticking guns in each other's faces, and now they're playing chess.
Wait, what does this have to do with chess?
I don't know what it has to do with chess.
No, they're doing the Deion Sanders. There's nothing to do with chess.
This is Shador Sanders.
Shador Sanders. They're doing that. They're not You think it's just coincidence? It just so happens
I would assume
that they're doing the exact same thing that the Cleveland Browns draft pick quarterback who has four reality shows, a production team.
I would assume no. But that's what I heard. That's just what I heard. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to start an argument with you. I'd love it to be the Shedeur Sanders thing.
Well,
I think
but my,
I think
my next question would be, if they don't admit that they're doing that, then they're mocking it. They're definitely mocking it.
But what would there be to mock?
If they were just because he's getting publicity as a fifth-round draft pick.
Were they doing it? Why the hell would the Cleveland Guardians care that he's getting publicity as a fifth-round draft pick? What
athletes in this town, they see his jersey as a fifth-round draft pick just got more sales than probably any Guardians jersey. You don't think that would be something that would bother other athletes?
At least publicly, I think when athletes come to Cleveland, like other athletes embrace them.
A guy that's accomplished nothing, slipped all the way to where he did. Like Jose Ramirez, a guy who goes about his business every day, doesn't have a production team following him. Like I could see athletes getting annoyed because you see how people are with Shedeur. There are tons of athletes, tons of football players that are annoyed at how popular he is.
I think that there could be
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You could logically say it. You're going to explain this. Hold on.
Yeah.
You could logically say this, that somebody on the Browns would be annoyed. I don't think Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan or any member of the organization, as far as guys who play the game, give a damn. There is one person who's a member of the organization that absolutely cares and is really angry about it. But anybody who actually plays baseball or has anything to do with the baseball playing, none of them give a damn about that. That's ridiculous.
Give a damn about what?
About Shedeur Sanders.
But that's why they would mock it. That's why they would mock it.
But they're not mocking it. I don't think they're mocking it.
You just explain exactly why they would.
But they're not.
Why in this town is everybody talking about Shedeur Sanders?
You're explaining.
When we're sitting here winning a homestand, and we look out in the crowd, and there's nobody here, and yet everybody is calling the Sports Talk radio shows talking about a fifth-round quarterback who's in a battle with Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, a guy nobody wants.
I haven't heard of a baseball player listening to Sports Talk radio in like 8 years.
Chris Perez used to listen tonight.
I know one that used to drive around town and listen to Sports Talk.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then never gave you credit. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
The explanation, according to Cole Payne on Twitter, who has something to do with baseball, but I'm guessing that he got this from one of the many documentaries on their chess club that they've had since Kwan came up.
Yes.
Guardians run a chess club. One of the kids does this anytime he is speaking because it is his time to talk. That's in quotes.
There you go.
He told them to do this anytime they have a big hit because it's their time to talk. It's different than the wrist up silly.
Yeah, boom. But wait a second. So what's the timing, though? Why?
Because they had a big play. It's their time to talk.
But they've had big plays and they've had a chess club before. Why does it just so happen that they're doing
maybe
this?
Maybe you're just now
after
noticing.
They drafted Shedeur Sanders.
It probably didn't matter to us before
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
I think you are totally full of it.
They are 100% doing this because of the Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I think there's only one way to find out from our fans.
Are you telling us that you believe that they are mocking it, or do you believe they're just doing it because of Shedeur?
I don't know. I don't know the rationale. I imagine they're just the baseball team's having fun. They're busting chops. Like, that's what they do. That's the whole essence of a baseball
team. I mean, last year
they
did, like, the Mario coin thing, right?
Well, they're mocking Mario.
Was that part of the chess club? Was that the chess club, too?
They hate that Mario.
Was that a chess move?
They hate that Mario has made so much money as an entity.
Not buying it.
They're very upset that
Mario started as a chess
club. Not buying the chess club thing.
Clearly, they're jealous.
And finally, I want to go over from baseball to basketball here. Last night, we had the Game 6 between the Pistons and the Knicks, in which New York pulled it out over Detroit 116-113. During the game, on MSG Network, Mike Breen, not the National Network, this is a New York station, kind of talked about J.B. Bickerstaff in a way that Cavs fans have thought for a while.
J.B. Bickerstaff just will not stop. This is now going on live. He's back out on the court again. Wow, this guy is a heck of a coach. And what he did this year is miraculous. I've been doing this over 30 years. I don't know if I've ever seen a coach argue this much nonstop from the opening tip till now. Now, if you talk to the players, Clyde, they'll tell you this is part of why they love this guy. They say he's a dog like the players. He's fighting for us like the players. But it comes a point where Tony Brothers is going to say, another technical, you're gone. It's nonstop. It's continuous.
I think I told you, I thought it worked against them after a while. I think that you had refs tuning him out. I thought it kind of became a distraction because it was every single night. And you didn't notice it much at first, and then you got in bigger games, and you're going, man, he's barking at him. I mean, the littlest things he's yelling at the refs about.
Yeah,
I think it takes its toll.
I think a young team loves that their coach stands up for him. I do think it gets tiresome over time. So they're in year one of this. They had a great year. There's no shade that they lost to the Knicks. Like, they're supposed to lose to the Knicks. The fact that these games are so close, it's exciting for them. I wonder what big move they might want to make because there's some big...
Giannis.
It could be some big fish out there. Let's see Kevin Durant.
To Detroit.
Just a guy that's out there that they could go get, that they have the assets to get. But at the same time, yes, I think over time it does. It does wear thin.
If the Nuggets win, does James Harden get upset and want out of L.A.? Can they go get James Harden?
A great series, that is.
Has been a great series.
I'm surprised they won that Game 6 last night. But even that's the thing. Nuggets, I thought, would blow them out in Game 7, but the same thing happened last year with Minnesota, and Minnesota beat them.
So I thought
it's going to be tough.
Will Jokic lose another Game 7 and this one at home again?
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding, Mitch.
Will Mitch answer the question?